Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Verse 13, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. Joshua, watch real closely between the lines here, folks. This is not just a man. Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And the man said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? The captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. That was Jesus Christ. Because an angel would have said, get up, do not worship me.
Yes.
I am a servant just like you.
Yes.
But he says, what did the burning bush, what did God say to Moses?
The exact same.
Take off your sandals because you're standing on holy ground. Christ came. This is one of his many manifestations, Melchizedek, and several other times. And this time right here, he has come to fight the battle already for the people. He will fight the final battle. Well, the next to final battle on the cross, he will win that battle and then come back victorious and claim this earth once again. But that was Jesus Christ. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. That wasn't God. God has never had a face-to-face without a veil. He has talked with Moses face-to-face with a veil between. But he said, it would destroy you to see me. But Christ, in a fleshly manifestation, has come many times. He came to Abraham. He came as Melchizedek. He came as the angel that went to Sodom and Gomorrah. He has come here now as the captain of the Lord's host. That means the head of God's army. There were angels there ready for battle. Chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. They got the bars on the doors, and they're all quaking in their boots. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. So camp out here, get the men of war, march around the city every day for 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns, and 7 days shall ye, and the 7th day shall ye compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. People shall ascend up every man straight before him. If you read the book of Jubilees and the book of Jasher, you will understand this much more. The Hebrew was a very, very, the pure Hebrew was a very powerful creature. And I mean, not just physically, they could lift great strengths, but their voices.
Yes.
Their voices could create tremblings and yes, actually dislodge stones. And it, I mean, you have to read those books. They're not fantasy. Okay. There are lots of clues in here that uphold what those books say. Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. I want absolute silence until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went in before them. But the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days in a row. They marched around it one time in complete silence. These people in the city got to be watching this and say, what are them fools doing?
Hearing a horn.
Yeah. I mean, this makes no sense. There's, normally in a siege, you set your armies up, you start digging trenches, and, you start making siege mechanical devices for climbing the walls. These guys they march around our city one time, and they go camp. We hear them over there talking and all and having dinner, and mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on. This is crazy. It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early in the dawning of the day, compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. They marched 7 times around that day. God's perfect number, 7.
Mm-hmm. On the Sabbath.
Yes, on the Sabbath. Yes. Oh, breaking God's law right there.
Right. By his order.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I tell you, the law was made to bind. It ends in death and separation from God. God only wants your heart. He wants you to follow him with all your heart and circumcise your children. That's all Christ said. Follow me with all your heart and be baptized. Just show the world that you believe me. And it's that easy. So we see there that the Sabbath was broken. And no one died that day because of that. It came to pass at the seventh day when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. The city shall be accursed, even it and all that therein. To the Lord, only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Now look for Rahab's name later in this book. Quite interesting. Nothing you do in your past can stop God from using you in the future. Because this woman cried out and wanted to be part of God's family, and they just called her a harlot there. But look for her name later. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. The people shouted with a great voice, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. Go get Rahab, because she helped us, and she knows who God is. And the young men that were spied in went in and brought out Rahab and her father, her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's house, and all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel even unto this day. There's one between the lines. I told you to look for her. Look for her name later. Even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Josh doesn't mean she's still alive.
Right.
It means her line is still there.
That's right.
Joshua adjourned them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and then his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Don't build it back. It will cost you blood if you do. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Book Joshua, chapter 7, David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, in the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. The first battle, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one to be mistaken as.
That's fine with me. That was kind of an honor. Thank you.
The very first battle, these stiff-necked people, I mean, Moses had written his book of remembrance. Mm-hmm. This is what you do for the blessings of God. This is how you get the cursing of God. And Joshua had just briefed them. This is what you do. All the silver and the gold and the brass will go into the treasury. Everything else is destroyed. But this guy, chapter 7, it'll start over again. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, of all tribes, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. You see that if one in the family gets out of line, God's anger goes toward all. Because what did he tell them so many times? You watch. It's your responsibility. You see these things in the camp. You see these accursed things going on. It's up to you to root them out and bring them to the light. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Haven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. They returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So they're very full of confidence. Ai, oh, that little town over there. Ah, it's just send a couple thousand up there. We'll take that. But we have a cancer in the camp. Mm-hmm. And God is not happy because they are disobeying immediately. Greed.
Yes.
Greed, man. The love of money, the root of all evil. Money's a wonderful thing as long as you're charitable.
Right, it's a tool.
Yes.
Right.
And God says, if you give, I will give to you. This man here had the lust for money. His heart was corrupt.
All right. And like you said, that butterfly effect.
Yes.
The ripples.
So they went up thither of the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. So those 3,000 men didn't get anywhere. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shibarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Joshua doesn't know about the cancer in the camp yet.
Yeah.
But now he's going to say, what is going on? That's not God's promises there. Something's wrong in this camp. We got to figure it out. And Joshua rent his clothes. That is a sign of the heart is in despair, and I have to go to God to figure this out. And he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide. He and all the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the land of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. Oh, Joshua. Yeah, that sounds similar to some of the things the children were saying. And Moses would talk with God and work it all out. But he's kind of, why did you do this? To bring us over here to, you know,
right.
Joshua, you weren't paying attention to Moses. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? At least he's there seeking God's counsel.
That's right.
For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round. They will get bold. They just heard that this little town of Ai sent our army running. So they're going to, it's going to embolden them. And cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto the great name? The Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou upon thy face? Israel has sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also. and they have put it even among their own stuff. This symbol, they have lied. So other people knew about it. That was the big thing. Had a single man taken it and hid it and no one knew about it, God would have done things a little bit different. But is a little, like I said, there's a little cancer there. This Achan took it, and obviously there are others that know, and not a single one of them did what God said, root out all evil. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribe, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. The family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he hath wrought folly in Israel. This is a long, drawn-out process. It took several hours. Okay, bring the heads of all the tribes. Pass by them, and I'll show you which tribe he's in. Then, bring the different families of the tribes. That's a lot. And as you pass by them, I'll show you which family he's in. Now, these families are also large. And then, bring each man of each family, pass by them, and I'll show you exactly who did it. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. He brought his household by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him. Tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. Now, you know, for years and years I read this, and I pictured Joshua as a young man, you know, army age, you know, 30, 40 years old. But remember, Joshua survived the 40 years in the wilderness because he had faith to go on over. So Joshua is up in age now. He's probably 80s, maybe close to 90, and it's one little key right there. He says, my son. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of changes the picture for you just a little bit. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. So he spilled the beans. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, one of them flashy robes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I got to have, man. I'll take my shower in the evening and put that flashy robe on. Yep. Ooh, I got to have that.
Yep.
And 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and I took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. You know, all he had to do is show a little faith, because right after this, God lets them start keeping the spoils of war.
Right.
But you have to show faith. God says, not this time. Put it all in the treasury.
Yep, fight the temptation.
Yes, yep. He needed to root out those with lustful hearts and make an example. And that's what he's done right here. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. What did they say? What did Moses say in his book of remembrance? The children shall not pay for the father's sins, and the father shall not pay for the children's sins. Well, they're taking the whole family there because they were the ones that knew about it. And they did not follow the rules and the law by rooting out all evil. Even if you know your father has trespassed against God, it was your point to go and tell. Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day, and all Israel stone him with stones and burn them with fire." After they had stoned them with stones. And that's another testament there that one, you know, we've seen salvation brought by one of the household. Now we see doom brought by one of the household. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Chapter 8, Book of Joshua, David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. Thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee in ambush for the city behind it." So Joshua rose and all the people of the war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, "Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready." They got a little ambush here, because these guys at Ai said, "Man, we ran them off last time. They'll turn and run again this time. But this time, we're going to chase them down and kill them all." So that's we're going to put another army behind Ai. So when the army from Ai rushes out, the Israelites are going to turn around and run, because it's part of the plan this time. Mm-hmm. They're going to chase them down, and the rest of the army is going to go in and sack the town. "And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, 'They flee before us, as at the first, therefore we will flee before them.' And ye shall rise up before the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when ye have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you." Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people of Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh, came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. When they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. It came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at the time appointed, before the plain. But he wist not that there were liers in ambush. He didn't know about the other army soldiers that were waiting in other areas against him and behind the city. Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way the wilderness. So at a certain point, you know, they go up there and they clang swords together for a few minutes, and then they all say, "Run away, run away." Yeah. Remember the Monty Python thing? Yes. "Run away, run away." Yes.
Yeah, the holy hand grenade.
Yeah. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. He said, "We got them on the run again. We're going to end this here. We're going to track them all down and just kill them all." Mm-hmm. They're a bunch of cowards. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it unto thine hand. Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. Moses carried a staff, Joshua carried a spear. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as they had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all of Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them so that they let none of them remain or escape. So the men of Ai ended up being in the center and Israel completely encircling them and just destroying all of them. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field in the wilderness wherein they chased them, when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. You remember that when Moses was on the hilltop?
Mm-hmm. And as, on one side.
Yep, as long as that staff was up in the air,
yep,
the battle was going good, but them arms started getting sore and weak.
Mm-hmm.
They had to prop his arms up in order to keep the battle going the way it should have been going. And Joshua has the same thing. He held the spear up all day. Only the cattle and the spoil of the city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. If only Achan would have waited a little longer, he could have collected up all the silver he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But he disobeyed God, the only true sin in this Bible, disobedience, from the garden all the way to the last written word in this book. Sin equals disobedience by many other names, murder, rape, whatever, lying, stealing, coveting, whatever you want to call it. God said, don't do it. In the beginning, he said, don't do it. So it all equals disobedience to God. It's not the act that you do with your hand. This flesh will return to the ground one day. God has no use for it. The spirit man inside, he said, I placed the spirit inside the heart because the mind of the body is contrary to God and the flesh is an abomination. It's up to the spirit man to take control of the mind and subjugate this body to follow after God. It's all about the heart. And it's disobedience. That's the only sin there is. Disobedience in so many different levels. Now Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. The king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eveningtide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city and raise thereon a great heap of stones. That remaineth unto this day. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded the children of Israel, as is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man had lift up any iron. They offered therein burnt offerings unto the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the strangers as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And there again, you get a picture of how big this congregation is. Talking about most likely about 3 million people, half of them over by this mountain, half of them over by that mountain. And afterwards he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. And like you said earlier, Joshua, they all heard it.
Right.
All 3 million of them heard it.
That's it.
And there were no megaphones or sound systems. There was no guys echoing his voice, no translators every hundred yards or so.
Right.
They all heard it.
All at one time.
There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, which the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. Everyone heard it. Even with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible here on WVFF 97.7. Into the book of Joshua today, things get real exciting, but as you've seen, book of Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, the law, which is laborious reading, I think we did pretty good with it as far as keeping it exciting, because we've read the rest of this book. And if you've read the rest of this book, you get into the law, it pertains to why things happen. You know, we're seeing this right here today, why things happen. You know, why Achan, why did it happen with him? Because of something that was said in the law. You know, everything in this Bible pertains. You got to read every little piece of it over and over and over again. It's been a good day to be here with you today. Glad you could join us on WBFF 97.7 on Between the Lines with David and Jonathan. Catch up with all of our episodes on WBFFradio.com. That's WBFFradio.com. We'd love to have you here with us every day, and we'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.